Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help you raise.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, the sports hub.
19 players on this team acquired by trade, including this guy Cruz, who hits one to the moon here, but did he get under it? Back to the wall. It hits one of the rings. It's in play and a live ball that allows Cruz to keep on rolling into third base.
I think that's gone.
But they are now signaling home run.
Yeah, that's gone.
So that hit a C ring and a home run for Nelson Cruz. You've got four rings up there, A and B. If it hits those, it's live and in play. If it's hit C or D in fair territory, it's a home run. And that one did to make it 3-0.
Yeah, they figured out by the height of the ball and how where it hits that ring, there's no chance it's going to stay in. And you can see this ball was crushed, and it hits that right there. No chance it's not a home run. Sometimes confusing for those who seeing it for the first time. But as you mentioned, you got the small ring is A, you got the outer ring is B, and then you got the larger ring, which is C, which is where they hit it. And there's all kinds of things that come along with it. Take it from there.
When it hits A and B, that's when it gets fun. That's when it gets a little crazy. And the tip-off that this hit C was that Cruz was just taking his time rounding the bases, because if it had hit B, yeah, he would be in play there and was going to get thrown out at third. But it's a dead ball home run as soon as it hits C. And for Nelson Cruz, it's his 18th postseason home run, his first to hit a ring.
All right, so we've got final hour, Felger and Mass here on Agenda Free Friday, driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. When you buy or lease a car at Bernardi Auto Group, all you get is exceptional service and a great price, and that's it. That's all you should expect, and that's all that you get at Bernardi Auto Group. Find your next Acura, Audi, Honda, Nissan, or Toyota now at BernardiAutoGroup.com. Game two, Sox Rays, clicking down to the first pitch at 7 o'clock. already the stupid stadium down there has made a factor of, and has become a factor in this series. That ridiculous stadium with all those stupid ground rules, D ring, C ring, A ring, B ring. If it hits here, it's this. If it hits there, it's that.
You listen to that commentary, you're like, what? Huh? What?
Again, it's describing a backyard wiffle ball game. Off the sheds, a double. Off the mailboxes, a triple. Maz played where if it was over the telephone wires, you got a grand slam. And if the bases were loaded, you got 8 runs. Might as well do that kind of crap.
Oh, yeah. No, it was a double grand slam if they were loaded.
That's what it's like down there in Tampa. So freaking ridiculous. It got to the point last night where I swear to God, every time the ball went up in the air, I said, hit a catwalk. Now I just want to see chaos. I want to see a fire drill of guys running around out there with their hands out looking for the ball, can't find the ball, chasing the ball all over the place because it's rattling around inside the freaking catwalks.
Yeah, and the giveaway last night was that Kiermaier had a problem with. You're talking about a guy that plays there all the time. Like, it's one thing for a visiting team to come in and be running around in circles out there trying to, you know, chase a bumblebee in the sky or a butterfly, for crying out loud.
But it really is silly. It's like pinball, like things that shouldn't count. Or it's like you may as well add a bonus ball, like, oh, you hit this one for a home run, it counts for 3. It's just so stupid.
I mean, it's one of the dumbest things you'll ever see.
I think it's one of the most preposterous things in sports.
I
really do.
It's like the rink at Hockey Town where there are no boards on one side. You play it off the cement wall. I'm not joking. There used to be an old YMCA in Newton with the track hanging over the basketball court, and you had to duck under to shoot. It was ridiculous. That's what that place is like. It's Mickey Mouse.
All right, so Sale tonight. What's your confidence level, Mass?
Low. I'm not kidding. Low. I honestly know people are caught up on Sale. I think people keep missing this, and I don't think enough people are talking about it. Sale doesn't have the same stuff. He's not the same guy. So everybody says Chris Sale, and they think he's back, and they go by the name. The guy on the mound is not Chris Sale. He's okay, but he's really not that much different than Eduardo Rodriguez. The makeup is better, and he might be able to gut his way through it. But the stuff is hardly electric.
Sure feels like Shaughnessy is dubious. Maybe underlying reason as well. I think Dan resents his anti-vaxxer sort of stuff. So Shaughnessy writes today in the Boston Globe, there'll be nowhere for Chris Sale to hide at the circus tent / Tropicana Dome Friday night. No more soft landings for Boston's $30 million per year ace. You know Shaughnessy or any of us are coming after you when we mention the money in the first sentence. And then it's like, uh-oh, okay, watch out, Chris. Shaughnessy writes, the Red Sox were spanked by the aggressive 100-win Rays 5-0 game 1 last night. Losing the first game of the best of 5 series brings extra pressure, and Sale will be carrying that weight to the hill in game 2. Perfect. Boston has its big moment guy for a virtual must-win game. So he's like, you can already feel Dan putting all the freaking weight on Chris Sale. And oh, by the way, did we mention he makes $30 million a year?
He's pumping that up pretty good, isn't he?
The Sox made things as easy as possible for Sale when he came back from Tommy John surgery in mid-August. While a COVID surge depleted the Sox clubhouse, Boston's most famous anti-vaxxer started 9 games, 6 of them against last-place teams, including 3 versus the Orioles, who were trying to lose. Feasting on a diet of tomato cans, Sale compiled a 5-1 record with a 3.16 ERA. He made only 2 starts against non-losers, Maz, both being the Rays. He was winless in those 2 games, giving up a whopping 16 hits and 3 walks in 9 2/3. That's 19 base runners in 9 2/3 in his only games against a winning team. Sunday in Washington, Sale let the Sox down in dramatic fashion. In a game the Sox had to win against the last place Nationals, Sale was pulled in the 3rd inning, leaving his team in a 2-0 hole. He gave up 4 hits and 3 walks while getting only 7 outs, all strikeouts. The Nats were all over his changeup. Sale's teammates bailed him out with the comeback victory. So Shaughnessy's all over Sale.
Yeah, look, again, because I think Dan sees it for what it is, which is a guy who's recovering from a major surgery who isn't right. And look, not to get too dorky on you.
He's rooting against him because of the anti-vax
stuff. Oh, he totally is. Yeah, totally. And so he is. He's pissed off about that. So Dan's, you know, transferring it there. What's the word? Anyway, never mind. I can't think of the...
No, I know what you mean.
The psychological term. The shrink term. So, look, I do think the one thing to
projecting?
Watch... Projecting.
Thank
that's
you.
The word I'm looking
there
for.
There you go.
Yes. So, again, not to dork out too much. You keep hearing Cora talk about this. Sale talked about it some. He's inconsistent with his changeup, which requires you as a lefty, or either way, to turn your wrist clock, I mean, your hand clockwise, your elbow out to the outside. It's an unnatural action. Okay, so you got to give it a little twist there, and they say that that's a problem when you're coming back from Tommy John. It's something to watch tonight. If that ball's floating and it's staying up, and it's, you know, it should be down and away from a right-handed batter, then he's in big trouble. I don't think his other pitches are all that great either, comparatively speaking. So I think they are. This has the potential to be a beating.
So I just like the makeup. And Tampa is Tampa's throwing a kid in his fourth major league start. But watch, the guy will come out there with 99 and a changeup, and you know we'll get swings and misses, and they'll yank him in the fourth inning. And you know, we know the Tampa model at this point. But Chris Sale, given all of his experience and his big game experience, if not success, he doesn't have the greatest postseason track record, but he's pitched postseason games, won a World Series. He's sort of the de facto leader of the team. It's like, that should be a big edge for Boston.
Yeah. Again, I like the makeup and Sale too. I'll take that part of it. I don't think he's afraid. I just don't know that he has the stuff right now. And the kid on the other side, I think, was one of the guys they acquired in the Austin Meadows deal when they got Austin Meadows from Pittsburgh. So a lot of strikeouts, a lot of control. His numbers show that he's susceptible to left-handed hitters. So, you know, again, keep an eye on Devers, keep an eye on Schwarber, keep an eye on Verdugo. Those are your three big ones. You got to get something out of those guys tonight.
Meanwhile, what about this story? Steve in the car. What do you got, Steve?
Hey, fellas. Hey, going back to the lack of athleticism on the Red Sox, can we talk about how J.D. Martinez hurt himself? The man tripped over a stationary object jogging out to his position. I mean, you know, there's been a lot of changes in the game. I know, Matt, check me on this. I don't think the location of second base is one of them. So, I don't know. Is the guy just not dialed in or, you know?
Look, I think he's soft. I think he's soft or particular or – do we know if he's playing or not yet tonight?
No, still waiting to see the lineup.
Cam, we're less than 2 hours until first pitch.
It's got to be something.
Don't they have to have that up, Mass, at some point?
It should be up by now. Yeah, I'll double-check, too. I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. So, that's that whole piece to J.D. Martinez. But the athleticism piece – I mean, you've got a guy tripping over second base, just jogging out to play the position. Meanwhile, on the Rays, you've got guys racing home from first on a bobbled ball in the gap. You got guys stealing home. I mean, it is quite a contrast.
Yes, absolutely. Look, in the Martinez thing, I told you, why a guy would ever choose to step on a base. Those bases, over the years, have been a lot of question about them because, you know, they're firm and you can easily roll an ankle. It's amazing that more guys don't. So, you know, I think it's a real clumsy way to get injured, let alone the fact that he was going to play the outfield at all. The Red Sox lineup is not in yet, according to MLB. So they're probably waiting on JD. My guess is
the story. He was getting treatment. They were waiting until the last second.
Yeah, I'm sure they're just going to make that one on the fly.
Charlie in Watertown, you're up next. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, so I don't know if John Smoltz drove you guys crazy or not last night, but I got to tell you, it was dribble upon dribble. He distracted from the game. And I just needed to mute him. The other thing I wanted to mention, apparently Martinez, you know, touches second base on the way out to the outfield as part of his, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's not that he missed it or he's tripped. He that's what he does. That's his ritual.
Okay. Is the plan then to sprain an ankle? I mean. Okay,
so he's just a klutz?
It's part of the ritual. Why just step on the base and be ready for it and don't mess up your ankle?
Yes. I would say change the ritual is what I would say. Again, it's not like these aren't the bases that kids played with that are soft and then slide when you move. You know, they move.
This whole conversation is ridiculous. I mean, don't hurt your ankle. Step on it. Don't step on it. Whatever you do. Or play hurt. How's that? There's that, too.
Could also do that.
How about you just, you know, toughen up and play hurt and, you know, have an imperfection and just battle through it. That's an idea, too.
What's the harm in at very least starting him tonight? In other words, if you start him and then he can't run, pull him. Like, what's the big deal? Like, you know, to me, give it a shot. At this stage, you win this game, the whole complexion of the series changes.
Okay, we've got Red Sox thoughts heading into game two tonight at the Trop. Root for it to go off the catwalk if you like chaos. Some Patriots thoughts as well. Whatever you want. It is agenda-free Friday, and again, it is driven by the Bernardi Auto Group. We'll also have the DraftKings Bet of the Week coming up for you. We got a special for you on the heavyweight fight on Saturday night. That's later, but back to your calls right after this.
Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Felger and Maz.
I'm not even going to look it up because I'd rather just deliver that to you.
Facts be damned.
Yep.
Make the shirts.
Yep.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I've never seen baseball players eat popcorn during the game. Way up there, off the bat of Zunino in left field. Verdugo can't seem to find it. Oh, it had to be a lonely feeling for a moment. And he's able to find it, make the catch. Wow, in the air to right. Up near the rings.
Can't
the
find
beams,
it.
They can't find it, and Arroyo does at the last moment. Wow. Three-time All-Star. Hits it way up there. Shallow center field. Kiermaier palms off, can't find it, and it falls. Boston catches a massive break. The bases are loaded. Wow.
I'm telling you, it's been hard tonight. I mean, if you don't pick up the ball right away and you're trying to look, if you don't pick up that ball and stare at it, it gets caught in that ceiling. And we've had about four now that have been caught. But you're talking about one of the best center fielders in the game who plays here all the time.
That's the shocking part.
It is a tough, I mean, just... You know, the years I was here shagging, if you take your eye off it for 1 second, you can't pick it back up. It disappears into the ceiling.
More nonsense from that ridiculous ballpark last night. Everyone's losing the ball up in the roof. So again, watch for that tonight. We've already been prepared. It felt like it was worse last night than I've ever seen it. Like, do they have extra TV lights, or was there some sort of condition last night? Was it a certain kind of night in
the sky,
Tampa,
right?
Like, I mean, it was at night. I don't know how it could be any different than it ever would be, but if that's the way it's going to be, look out. Off the catwalk, over the catwalk, lost in the freaking roof, the D-ring, Murray, or the C-ring, if you prefer, either way. You know, it's like, what's going on? Get ready for more of that. Okay, back to your calls. Carl in Grafton. Hi, Carl.
Hello, Maz. Murray, how you guys doing?
Good, man.
Thanks. I wanted to talk to Maz about the Red Sox. Like, is it true that aren't the Rays just better? Like, it didn't really matter even if the Red Sox beat the Yankees, because neither of them were going to beat the Rays. I'll hang up and hear what you got to say. Thanks.
Okay. I hate that. Can I just go first?
Yeah, of course.
It's like, don't you want to watch playoff baseball games? So, like, what? You would rather they lost to New York because they may not get past this round because they're facing a better team? So you don't want to sit down and watch a playoff baseball game right now? Like, what's the matter with you people?
Yeah, this one drives me crazy.
And what if you get lucky? Or what if you overachieve? Or what if you get some performances that you just weren't expecting, but someone just has a great day or a great week, and the next thing you know, you're on through to the next round. And then you hope for that thing again. Like, I just don't...
Teams go on crazy runs in the MLB playoffs.
I just don't get that... I mean, word can be negative and critical and all of that, but I don't consider myself, anyway, defeatist. It's like... Play it out. See what happens.
It should really be a Felger and Maz commandment at this stage because we get so many calls at this. Play it out.
Oh, my God.
Play it out. You never know what's going to happen.
It's like the path last year for the Patriots. Were the odds against it? Yes, of course it was. But don't you want to watch the game and see what happens?
Absolutely.
And then if you win a game, the next thing you know, it's on to the next week. And okay, who knows? Maybe someone has a great day that you weren't expecting. You won that one, and now you're still alive. And it's like, I don't.
Oh, that team sucked last year.
I don't get that mentality, though.
Yeah, look, Tampa probably is better. It doesn't mean that something can't go hoopy here and you win the series. So, again, look at it this way. If you win this game, Tampa's ERA on the road is 4.43, and you're better in your own ballpark.
You've got Evaldi on the mound.
Yeah, you might not even have to come back.
So, come on.
So, play it out.
Jack and Bill Ricca on Chris Gasper's Bombshell. What do you got, Jack?
You know, I don't understand you guys. You're all married men. You know, you got beautiful daughters, Felger. How can you talk about bringing in that Cretan Watson?
How could I talk about bringing in that Cretan Watson? What, after some
Deshaun,
of the Cretans? Yeah, Jack, after the Cretans they've had here? Like, I mean, if I start doing that, I won't be able to watch sports.
Right.
I'm not saying, but he's still got cases pending, 22 of them.
He sure does. Yep, and so does the owner.
Yeah, look at the horrible things Michael Jackson's done. I still listen to his music.
I mean, I don't need to go all the way there, but just, I mean, they've all had their crap. I'm not bringing Deshaun Watson. If my daughter were a massage therapist, I would not have her go to his house. But we're going to sort of check all that at the door and watch him play football. Unless what he does is so, so over the line that you can't do it. I don't know. Does his stuff qualify?
Well, so as you were saying that, what occurred to me is, because Chris Gasper raised this in the last hour. Would Kraft let it happen?
It's a great point. I thought of this too.
Of course. I mean, that's the point.
Would he have any interest in having to deal with the subject of massage parlors again? I don't know if he'd be that interested in dealing with that.
I mean, he has stepped in before. Who was the guy that were Jonathan Drew, the defensive lineman who had a gun charge shot a gun in the air in college?
Yeah.
They had him signed off the street and Kraft stepped in and that was the end of that. And so, and there have been other instances. I don't want to go all the way back to Christian Peter, 25 years ago, whenever that was. But, I wonder. I don't know. Would Kraft stand in the way of that? To me, it's a question to ask.
So, if you didn't hear Gasper said, and he seemed to imply that, he had heard of this, that the Patriots are rethinking the model of system quarterback and, the value of going really cheap at that position and building the roster, and does that system work and that methodology work? And they're having second thoughts about that. That's what Gasper said. And we're like, did you come up with that on your own? And, we think it might be informed or he had heard something.
His Gucci belt was buzzing.
And so he then says, would you trade Mac Jones and draft picks for Deshaun Watson? And that's why we're at where we're at. Just so you know, Greg Bedard, P1. Love him.
Oh, yeah, all the time, yeah.
Listens to us faithfully. Tweeted out shortly after that comment, just minutes ago, make no mistake about this. No one with the Patriots is unhappy or concerned about the future with Mac Jones at quarterback. So
bloody you, Chris Gasper.
We got to get those two together because Bedard loves Jones. Gasper's taking shots at him. That's like the gatekeeper and the keymaster right there, the two of them.
You got Dennis in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Speaking of Bedard, well, back in the summer when he said Bill's taking less of an approach with the team and kind of getting himself set up for the future here with his son and, all his nepotism, I always said, okay, where's the leadership going to come from with this team? And I thought of guys like McCourty and Andrews, Shaq Mason. But a lot of this floppy play this year, aside from McCourty, is coming from the leaders of this team in positions and areas where you expected them to excel. And I put that back on Bill. It's all lands back on Bill.
Okay, well, you blame Bill because David Andrews can't remember a snap count? Or, I don't know, J.J. Taylor puts the ball on the ground or Damian Harris? I mean, look, I'm pointing to Bill for a lot of stuff, but there is some other stuff that you just say, well, I mean, what's he supposed to do about that? I mean, David Andrews is one of them.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, but where'd this come? That was one of the most reliable guys on the team.
Yeah, so I wonder what's going on there, that's all. Because if they were buttoned down, Mike, we would give Belichick credit.
So maybe, Maz, it's just, they don't really believe in themselves, and so they're just not quite dialed like they normally would be.
I was just going to say, they know they're really not that good. And so
they're looser.
Yeah, and so they're just not as focused because there's not as much at stake. Whereas when a guy like Brady's your quarterback, you show up every day and you say, we got a chance to win the Super Bowl this year.
But I'll tell you what, it's easy to make the Brady comparison. I would just say, if you're 3-1, you have a more dialed in oh, we got a chance. Hey, look at us. We're in first place. We're a game out of first, whatever. Like, so this is why these early season games were kind of important. They had to build the thing back up, and it. I wonder if it's going in the other direction.
Yeah, it feels that way. I mean, they got a big game this week now all of a sudden with these issues on the offensive line, and the entire right side is now out. Brown's not playing again. Mason's out. And the two guys on the left side are on the COVID list still. I mean, the only guy you have out of your starting five is Andrews, who doesn't know when to snap the ball.
Oh, boy. Ari and Newton, thanks for hanging on, Ari. What do you got?
Okay, so before I say I'm not implying that Cam's a better quarterback for the Patriots because he's not, but with a horrific team, with Demir Byrd playing your number one to number two, depending on the game, you won seven games. Now all I'm hearing that it's a miracle if you get six. What does that say about the Patriots with, you know, they got rid of the quarterback. All we heard last year was the quarterback stinks, he sucks, yada, yada, yada. You replace him, you have a 15th overall draft pick, brand new, okay? You have Nelson Agholor as opposed to Demir Byrd. Kendrick Bourne as opposed to N'Keal Harry. You know, Jacoby Myers in his first year. What does it say about this team if you don't win seven games?
Yeah. I nothing good.
Who's saying they're not going to win six?
Yeah, that I never heard either. But it'd be some miracle if they win six. I'm not – who's saying that? But
you'll feel better about them when they go to Houston and win this weekend. Now, they lose – well, then it's over.
I mean, it's over.
I mean, sure, yeah. Play it out, but you can forget about the playoffs. They lose something.
I mean, I would tell the caller, remember, they were 2-5 last year after seven games. So now they rallied and they pulled it back to even. But, you know, it's not like they come out of the gate, you know, burning down the house right away last year either. They were 2-2 and then lost three in a row.
One final segment of your wonderful phone calls and emails right after Murray's update.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
What do you want to talk about?
Mike in Framingham, what?
Felger and Mass.
Hey, I love your show. I don't agree with anything you guys ever say, though.
More Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
There's a right cross that lands for Fury.
Took follow-up to it, which landed, and then his head hit the canvas.
Incredible!
That was Wilder. Fury won. Great fight. Fury was probably going to win handily on the cards. And our guy, Deontay Wilder, knocked him clean out. Out. He was out. On the canvas, final round. And at the 10 count, he somehow got up. The big oaf. Probably longer than a 10 count. When we had Wilder at the Super Bowl, he said, go back and, you know, count that out. It was longer than 10 seconds. Either way, he just got up. And that was your split decision draw. And this was when Fury was just coming off of his sabbatical where he checked himself in for, he was a massive cocaine addict and mental health issue. He had to give up a belt. He was like 40 pounds overweight. And he still was better than Wilder. And Wilder was lucky to get that knockdown in the final round. He had two, I think. And so when they fought in the rematch, Fury was more in shape, handled him, you know, easily. And that was supposed to be that. Fury was supposed to fight Joshua, and that one would go their separate ways. But all that's blown up, and now, well, actually, I think they had a deal for another fight, too. They did. But either way, Fury tried to fight Joshua first. That all blew up, and now we got Wilder Fury 3 Saturday night. And I'm looking forward to it. I think these are fun fights. And these heavyweights hit each other. They hit each other hard. Guys go down. Guys hurt each other. And it's what I don't get in any other boxing class on the planet. And so I love these guys. They're also kind of goofy. It's a strong level of nonsense. To wit, for example, in the weeks leading up to this fight, Deontay Wilder has accused Tyson Fury of cheating, of loading his gloves with whatever, weights or something, and then some other stuff. So we had Chris Mannix on from Sports Illustrated on earlier, and he broke down the fight for us. Go, if you want a breakdown, 985thesportshub.com or the app. He goes into the spot. It was in the middle of the 2 o'clock hour. Gave us his thoughts on the fight. But this whole cheating business, you know, I asked him, how do you load gloves when you're in the dressing room and the fight official's sitting right there? Like, how do you do it? So we asked Mannix about this. Here's what he said. Can you load your gloves if you even wanted to?
So you can. Right? Like, Antonio Margarito was caught doing this before his fight with Shane Mosley several years ago now. It's probably 8-9 years ago, or maybe longer, 10 years ago at this point. He had kind of a hardened piece of plastic that his trainer slipped in between the gloves. So you can load the gloves theoretically. What Deontay Wilder accused Tyson Fury of, though, was putting egg weights into his gloves.
I'm sorry. Egg weights?
Egg weights, like a little kind of weight to use if you're, you know, boxers use them sometimes, like to, you know, to kind of put like a 1 pound weight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what like you mean. That. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They look like an egg. Right, right. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So Deontay accused him of putting egg weights, which is impossible, right? There is someone from the commission in there. Not only is there someone from the commission in there, but a member of Deontay Wilder's team, specifically J.D., his head trainer, was in there as well, right up until the point when he laced up those gloves. So there was no way he could egg with it. But Deontay, guys, also accused Tyson of, you know, there was bleeding coming from Wilder's left ear in that fight. Wilder accused Fury of some kind of Houdini-esque act where he got his finger out, dug it into his ear, and cut his ear that way. So, you know, he has not been making a lot of sense over the last 18 months.
So, again, a real layer of nonsense in boxing, but it's boxing. It's part of the charm.
Oh, gosh. Again, when you say he hasn't been making a lot of sense, he knows he's not making a lot of sense. He made it up. Like the guy, the guy took his hand out of his glove and somehow jammed his thumb in his ear and gouged
him. Swirly.
Yeah, the wet whistle, Murray.
So this leads us to the DraftKings Bet of the Week. Brought to you by, interestingly enough, DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SPORTSHUB. This is the key. Code SPORTSHUB will give you a chance at millions of dollars in free prizes. Again, code SPORTSHUB during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. What's the line on the fight, Mass?
It's minus 280 on Fury, plus 230 on Wilder. So that tells you Tyson Fury's a heavy favorite in this fight.
Who do you like?
I like Wilder.
Why?
Because I think
there's some egg whites in someone's gloves.
Yeah, I just look, it's boxing, right? I mean, it's theater is the way you've got to look at it. And I think that they're running out of fights. I mean, they've already run out of fights, if you ask me. Anthony Joshua lost too. So if you're going to generate any interest here, what has to happen? Wilder's got to win. And so, you know, I think Fury's a superior fighter, but everything you do read about Fury is that in the last, you know, couple of years, he's kind of gone off the rails again. So I
is that true?
Yeah.
So he's put on weight. Mannix said he's put on weight, not good weight.
Yeah. To me, it feels like he's, what's the word I'm looking for? Teetering. So what the hell? Go with the better odds. I would take a shot on Wilder in this fight. I'm not telling you to bet your house on it. But if you want to put something on it and make it interesting, I'd bet on Wilder.
So again, if you listen to us over the years, we dabble in this a little bit in the heavyweight division. Nick in Hampstead, you have a thought on this? Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. So I called last time on Fury Wilder 2, and, you know, I talked a little bit about Deontay Wilder, anointed by God, all that good stuff.
Right.
but
obviously, it wasn't enough because Fury did some damage to him. And regardless of that, I'm like you. I'm very excited for this weekend. I'm excited to see if Wilder can make the comeback. You can't ever count him out with the dynamite in his right hand. You can't.
That's right.
But for me, the big, big fight is Usyk coming up. I think, what, did you watch the fight?
No, Usyk versus Joshua? I did not.
He decimated him. I think that all of the judges had it at least by a 4-round margin.
Okay, so that's what bugs me. He didn't knock him out? Like, I've, you know, I'm not that interested in the decisions and that sort of thing. Like, can this Usyk...
Mike, watch the fight. I promise you, it was a mauling. It really was. You heard some of the announcers saying it there. It was a mauling during the fight, and there was a couple of times Joshua was very wobbly. So
okay, well, I think Joshua's a little soft.
He is. Yeah, he can't take a shot.
I mean, he is an incredible-looking athlete, a massive guy, and, like, should check all the boxes, and he loses. He lost. Didn't he lose to this Ortiz? This, you know, who's won some big fights, but is, like, Butterbean.
He's real heavy, yeah.
Yeah, was it Ortiz who beat him? And I remember thinking...
Ruiz.
He didn't get hit that hard.
Ruiz is what
I meant. He can't take a punch. He's got a glass jaw. He cannot take a punch.
So either way, I like the heavyweights. It's the only thing in boxing or any combat sport that gets me going. I like the heavyweights, and I think the division's entertaining. I'm not telling you that it's great. Joshua feels like a fraud or, you know, just not as good as he should be. Wilder is fun and is a tremendous roundhouse right hand, but he's not a good boxer. Fury is a good boxer, but he looks like Butterbean and is just a time bomb, it feels like. But the whole thing is, I do like it. It draws me in. Kyle in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hi, guys. I called on back in July on this when the flight was postponed. I still had a party going on that night for the first when it was postponed. I still have the party on tomorrow night.
Okay.
So if you want to come down.
Okay, where in Rhode Island, Kyle?
Narragansett.
Okay. I'll check with the wood, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the invite.
Appreciate the invitation.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm actually going to be in Rhode Island tomorrow.
Well, hey, let's make it.
Stop by, man.
Yeah, you got the wife around. Let's go.
Well, my kids
got a double date at Kyle's house.
Yeah, I'm not sure my 14-year-old would appreciate the crowd, but we'll see.
Let's do the email today, shall we?
Yeah, let's
do it. It's the Mimecast email of the day.
You like boxing, Felga?
Dear Felga,
let's go to Kyle's.
I really hate you.
I think Wilder sucks, Felga.
And I think Maz is a boo.
I think you guys all suck, too.
The Mimecast email of the day. Send one to Felger at 985thesportshub.com.
All right, the email today, of course, is protected by Mimecast. Safeguard your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and risks of ransomware. Visit Mimecast.com, M-I-M-E, Mimecast.com. We had a very entertaining caller on earlier who said he's a nerd. He's a sports analytic nerd. He's, in fact, going to a sports analytic nerd conference tomorrow. He said it was in Hartford?
Yeah, UConn.
Yeah, UConn. Yeah, it was at UConn.
This is the B grade.
It's not Sloan. It's like the
dumber engineers.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the
it's the real slovenly ones.
It's the Worcester WooSox version of the Sloan Analytics Conference.
Yeah, minor league.
Minor league analytics conference. But either way, he's going. And he said, we haven't just taken over baseball. We're coming for all the sports, and we plan to ruin all your sports. And he was only half joking, because then he told us about the Carolina Hurricanes recently hired assistant GM. He said this guy was he had a physics degree at Harvard and went into hockey. And then he sent me, or someone, some guys have sent me that you actually tracked this guy down in Carolina.
Yeah, and found the resume.
Listen to this guy.
I thought he was chemistry, but go ahead.
Listen to this guy's bio. This is a guy now in charge of running a hockey team.
Correct.
Or, you know, one step away from running, one heartbeat away from running the hockey team.
VP.
Eric Tulski is the manager of hockey analytics for the Carolina Hurricanes. He is in his fourth year with the Hurricanes, analyzing data to assist the hockey operations department and coaching staff. Prior to joining the Hurricanes, he launched a hub for statistical hockey analysis through SBNation.com called Outnumbered, and has also published work at NHLNumbers.com, BroadStreetHockey.com, and 538.com.
So sounds like Chaim Bloom.
It's like Chaim Bloom at Fangraphs. He is a nerd posting hockey analytics stuff on the web. Listen to his background. He holds a BA in chemistry and physics from Harvard University.
Ooh, both of them.
And a PhD in chemistry from Cal Berkeley.
A PhD!
And has previously engaged in research helping to enable unique nanotechnology solutions to problems in DNA sequencing, solar energy displays, and energy storage.
Huh.
And now this guy is calculating Corsi for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Shouldn't he be doing something, like, better for humanity?
I was just gonna say, sir, Mr. Tulski.
Build a better puck?
I think, no! I mean, again, nanotechnology solutions to problems in DNA sequencing. So you could be curing diseases.
Right. That sounds like someone that might actually be able to, like, cure cancer.
Or a COVID vaccine.
Never mind solar energy display. So you could be helping saving the planet, global warming, cancer, diseases. And instead, you're calculating Fenwick for the freaking hurricanes. Like, this has gotten goofy.
Yeah, bad.
I mean, this is like, what, sir? Your chemistry degree from Harvard and your PhD in chemistry from Cal Berkeley?
PhD, that's no joke. That's not a master's. That's a PhD.
You're a freaking assistant GM?
Instead, he's figuring
doing hockey stats?
Figuring out what line Sebastian Aho should be
seriously?
On.
Seriously?
Like, what the hell?
What? This has gotten goofy.
Yeah. And he probably doesn't know how to tape a stick.
Would you please, could you just give, nerds, guys, clones, nerds. Would you give us sports back, please?
Yeah, stay in your lane.
Like, give it back to us.
I'm telling you, this is the revenge. It's the revenge for all the wedgies. Oh, it is. It's the revenge of the nerds.
This guy's like some super nerd. Like, that is...
That's a hell of a resume.
Hoy, yi, yi. Okay. Final word comes your way next.
You smart guy.
Boston's home for sports. The Sports Hub.
Hey,
playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you are looking for the best deal on tires, there's only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right, I have been told that Hardy has put something together from earlier this week, Mike, where you bow down to your nerd overlords after the Red Sox defeated the Yankees in the wild card game.
Milliken, are you there?
I'm here, Felger.
Tyler, to you and the Bluminati and the nerds.
My calculator as well.
I would like to admit defeat and throw myself at the feet of my clone overlords. The computer program, greater than my human intuition. And I once again throw myself at the mercy of my clone overlords, who run the sport and will soon run our lives. And so I throw myself at your mercy, Milliken. Be nice to me and my family. Treat me like
a person, not a computer.
No, treat me like a golden retriever. Just be nice to me. Feed me, make sure my family is taken care of, give me a warm place to sleep, and I throw myself at your mercy.
That was beautiful. Can I get a thank you, Chaim Bloom, out of you?
Thank you, Chaim.
Maz?
No, not yet.
Don't anger the clones. The programs run baseball, and it's just a matter of time until we...
The machines take over.
Until we are just their pets.
Correct.
We are a glorified version of a golden retriever to our computer overlords.
We feed the machine.
So this is what I'm getting out ahead of this and saying, Milliken, you were right, I was wrong. Be kind to me and my family going forward. Feed us.
You want him to take you for a walk twice a day, too?
Yep. Just give me a place to poop and sleep and feed me and my family. And we will accept our place as your loyal subjects.
You're welcome. Red Sox baseball is entertaining. Thank you, Chaim Bloom.
Folks, you think that's a human being speaking. It's not.
It's just bars.
It's your computer overlord. They're right. We're wrong. Don't fight it.
W.
He sounds great as like one of those robo nerds.
I mean, you think he's a person.
Oh, no, it fits.
I've got my calculator, too. Just quickly, what a juxtaposition in singles, by the way. That Porno for Pyro's Pets, great song. Mr. Roboto by Styx is one of the worst songs ever made.
Agreed.
Oh, my God, it's so terrible. And it got to number 3 on the Billboard charts. That's how bad music was in 1983.
Okay, here comes the baseball hour. The Red Sox lineup is in. We have it for you, and we have analysis. Maz, correct?
Yep. We're going to look back at last night's game, tell you everything that went wrong, what the Red Sox should do going forward. Chris Sale goes tonight. We'll tell you what he said. We'll also review his last outing, and we'll get to some other stuff as well as phone calls, obviously, during the course of the hour.
Okay. Stay tuned for the best Sox pregame you'll get here in Boston with Maz. Sunday, Patriots here on 98.5 The Sports. I'm at Houston at 1 o'clock. We're back Monday at 2 p.m. to talk about it all. We'll see you then, fellas.
See ya.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit Flutie Foundation.org to get involved.